It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
When you think about it, ham-handed is a really odd way to describe something clumsy or awkward.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
Ham-handed. It has nothing to do with food?
I got this question from a colleague who wrote, I was in a meeting and the word ham-handed came up. And then we all said, wait a minute, where does that come from? And then we said, let's ask Anne.
Of course. What'd you find out?
So ham-handed, let's start with just ham, which we all, I think, know of as a food.
And love, yes.
And perhaps love.
Almost as much as bacon.
Ham refers to the back of the knee or the thigh, and certainly pigs have hams, but humans also have hams. I think we more commonly think of it as a hamstring, the tendon that runs up the back of your thigh. But I know people who refer to their hammies, that's the ham. And then that comes to refer to the thigh of a pig when it's salted and dried and one can eat it. So that's obviously the most common use of ham. Then we've got these other uses of ham. They're largely North American, show up in the late 19th century. One of them is to refer to an ineffective actor, somebody who's a ham on the stage. And I can still use that. Can you? Someone
yes.
who's sort of hamming it up or they're
a ham.
I am
one. Yes, so I can.
And I feel like often we talk about kids who also are ham. I mean, they're sort of hamming it up. That seems to come from ham fatter and was used to refer to actors or performers, and that could get shortened to a ham. 1919, we see ham show up to refer to an amateur telegraphist mm-hmm. or an amateur radio operator. And so do you know the expression a radio ham?
Yeah, hams, absolutely. Some of my best friends have been hams.
All right. So there we have this use of ham to refer to someone who's amateur and maybe ineffective in that amateur role. We then have another use of ham that is, in the late 19th century, used to refer to an incompetent boxer.
Oh.
And we think that this comes from ham-fisted or ham-handed. Ham-handed then shows up in the OED in 1918, sort of that time period, to refer to pilots who are ineffective. So there's a quote from 1918. First, the instructor would tell me I was ham-handed, that I gripped the controls too tightly with every muscle tense. Now, from what I can tell, this ham-handed is making an analogy between your hands and pieces of ham, as in they're just clumsy. They're like big pieces of meat. You don't use them well as a pilot. And from there, we see it to be used figuratively for being clumsy or awkward in any way. So do you use the word ham-handed?
If someone is particularly ineloquent in saying something, yeah, I've used that expression.
Yeah, so I think of it as sort of a ham-handed apology,
yeah.
which someone just really didn't get right, or a ham-handed invitation. I was looking in the OED and I discovered that people have used the word ham-handedness. And I think that's just a great word for just the state of doing awkward things is ham-handedness.
We've got plenty of that to go around today. Anne, thank you so much.
Have a good one.